Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Faith in God. Amen. Faith in God. You pray, you listen, you obey, and you believe God. Hallelujah. The theme is possessing your promised land. And my privilege in my sessions, I will be talking about possessing your promised long life. Long life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Yes, thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, it doesn't matter what any man says about long life. It's what God says about long life that counts. It's what the Bible says about long life. And may I remind you, this book, this Holy Bible is made up of two blood covenants. The first part of the first covenant was in the blood of animals. Then the world was changed forever in the first blood covenant between God and a man, in the blood of the man through circumcision. Marvelous thing. And throughout God's history with his people, he has always provided long life. He has always provided healing. He has always provided more than enough. He is El Shaddai, the God who's more than enough, the God who is all life, the God who is everything that anybody could ever need. Thank you, Lord. Long, satisfied life. And the golden text, of course, will be from Psalm 91, this marvelous, wonderful psalm. In the 16th verse, with long life, will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Not just long life, satisfied life. Long life, satisfied life. The first thing we'll talk about comes from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. This is the beginning of the key issue. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, you choose life that both you and your seed may live. You choose. God doesn't choose for you. He cannot choose for you. See, this is a covenant. He is speaking to his covenant people. And listen to what he said. I place before you life and death, blessing and cursing. He's already made his choice. He wants you. He's choosing you. He says, I'm setting before you life and death, blessing and cursing. You choose life. You choose life. You choose it. You choose life. How do you choose life? With life words. Remove the death words. Remember, Jesus said, by your words are you justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Remove once and for all of the dead words. May I remind you, Proverbs 18:21, the power of death and life are in the power of the tongue. You see that? The power of the tongue. You can kill yourself with this thing. That's where death comes from. The devil can't just kill you just because he wants to. He always wants to. No, he has to have your tongue. Amen. What you say is your faith. Well, Brother Copeland, I just don't know what I'm going to do. Well, that's your faith. You don't know what to do. Well, this thing just has me scared to death. What? What did you say? Scared to death? Oh, brother. Oh, sister. My feet are just killing me. What? No. Well, Brother Copeland, what am I supposed to say? It just thrills me to life. Well, what's wrong with that? It sounds strange because most people have never heard that. But let's see what Jesus said. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. All the rest of it comes from evil. Learn to use Bible covenant words. Awesome is a Bible word. God, our God, is an awesome God. Good is a Bible word. He is good to all. He is a good God. Everything he created, he saw that it was good, and he saw that it was very good. And then he came along and said, wait a minute, there's something not good. This man needs a woman. Oh, he had a good idea, didn't he? This man needs a woman. And so think about it. A woman made in heaven, handmade by God. Don't you know Adam said, oh, this is good. He's a good God. He's an awesome God. Here is another Bible word. That is the work of the Lord, and it's marvelous in my eyes. It's marvelous. He is good. He is wonderful, and it is a good thing. Hallelujah. Your words count. What you say is what you receive. Now, I want to turn to the book of Proverbs, and let's look in the 6th chapter of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 6. And look at that second verse. Thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. That's where the problem is. It's in the words. Now, why is this? Faith-filled words dominate the laws of sin and death. I want to say it to you again. Faith-filled words dominate the laws of sin and death. Now, What is Bible long life? Remember, it doesn't matter what any man says about long life. It doesn't matter what any man says about healing. It doesn't matter what any man says about it. It's what God says about it that counts. So what is long life? Well, I don't know. Well, you need to know. If you don't know, then what are you believing for? Where is your faith? Well, brother, you know, the Bible said God promised us 70 or 80 by strength. Or 70 or 80 years. No, he didn't. What? No, he didn't say that. That came from the 90th Psalm. Moses was lamenting before God to lift the curse off this disobedient people. Because they kept saying over and over and over, we're going to die in this desert. God said, that's enough. You're going to die in the desert and not. You're going to die in the desert. Amen. Now, let me read this to you. This is a footnote from the classic Amplified Bible. This psalm is credited to Moses, who is interceding with God to remove the curse which made it necessary for every Israelite over 20 years of age when they rebelled against God at Kadesh Barnea to die before reaching the promised land. Numbers 14:26-35. Moses said most of them are dying at 70 years of age. This number has often been mistaken as a set span of life for all mankind. It is not intended to refer to anyone except those Israelites under the curse during that particular 40 years. Now, it doesn't matter what any man says, but what God has said. Genesis chapter 6. God says in the third verse, the Lord said, repeat that, the Lord said, not Moses, the Lord says, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. That's what God said. That's what the Lord has said. That's what he said. And some time ago, the Lord was dealing with me over a period of time about that scripture. What will you do? Will you do that for me? I said, well, certainly I'll do that for you. He said he didn't tell me to do it. He asked me to do it. And as this went over a period of days and weeks, I said, Lord, why? Why do you need that? He said, because I have anointings, ministry anointings And not just ministry, but other people in the body of Christ should be living that long. I have ministry anointings, 80, 85. He said, when you first began at 30, were you as anointed as you were when you were 40? I said, no. He said, how about were you as anointed when you were 40 as you were when you were 50? I said, no. He carried me right all the way up, and he said, when you get up into the 85 and 90 years, the anointings begin to disappear. And he said, I have anointings for those years. I planned on my people living that long. I planned on them being with me and for me all those years. He said, I need you to do this. I said, well, yes, I'll do it. He said, I have anointings from 90 to 100. They're not here. Now, listen to me. That's not to say that people have not lived that long. But I'm talking about living that long on purpose to preach and live the word of faith. To have a calling and purpose to live that long. Amen. And he said, beyond 100, I don't have any of them in the earth. Will you do it? I said, I will. Well, now then, that meant that certain things had to happen. I had to start doing things concerning my lifestyle. I started having to correct things that had to do with the life of my spirit and the life of my mentality and the life of my body. And so that very word from God began to change that. Hallelujah. It began to change it. I'm actually in better physical condition than I have been in many, 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 many years. I used to always be overweight. I carried too much weight, and I'm no longer overweight. Glory to God. I give the Lord credit for that. Amen. But if you do what's right in the natural and you do what's right in the spiritual, you can live in divine health. You can walk in divine health. But you have to remember some things about this now. Remember, forever lives faith, hope, and love. Faith works by love, Galatians 5, 6. Without faith, there's no hope. But faith is the substance of things hoped for. And without love, there is no faith. And without faith, there is no grace. So all of these things must line up in their proper order. Amen. Now, what did Jesus say? He said, put first things first. What is that? Seek ye first. Say it again. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these things will be added to you.
It was in 1977 that Bishop David Oyedepo first connected with the teachings of Kenneth Copeland. those teachings changed his life forever because he learned kingdom prosperity.
For the first time I saw kingdom prosperity in its raw form, and I became an ardent follower of Kenneth Copeland. I saw a lot of virtues in him that endeared me to him. The truth is, I can't stop loving him.
We love them. We love them. That's just it. We really, really love them. Many people preach, but they don't practice what they preach. But he is one of the very few that practices what he preaches.
Brother Copeland first traveled to Nigeria to preach alongside Bishop in 2008. So many years later, their covenant bond continues. What started as just a staff of four has exponentially grown to now employing 35,000.
We started in the middle belt of Nigeria, 1981. We were having our regular fellowships. 1983, we planted the first church in Kaduna up north. Came to Lagos, and within 1 week, everything, just like he prepared us, ready to go.
I knew within myself that we're heading for something unusual. It's only that I couldn't really capture or imagine that it would be as great as this.
The underlying vision of the ministry globally was as delivered 40 years ago to Bishop David Oyedepo, and God speaking to him. Said the hour has come to liberate the entire world from all oppressions of the devil through the preaching of the word of faith, and he was being sent to undertake the task. We see what God has done right before our very eyes within a short time. It's transformed a wilderness to a paradise. But we understand from scriptures that there's no cap, there's no limit to what God can do in the life of a believer. So we see this prophetically as just a starting point. So for us, we believe we've not started yet. We're just warming up to begin.
The ark is next on the horizon. Seating over 100,000 people, this will be the largest covered stadium in the world.
The vision for the Ark Legacy Project began in 2015, sometimes in October. March 25 this year, we had the groundbreaking of the Ark Legacy Project. If you want to walk around the building from one spot and take a 360 degrees movement, it's 1.1 kilometer. In terms of height, the last seat in the building is at 50 meters height. Also, the building has 10,000 seats children center within the concourses. Few architects in the world have the opportunity to do a scheme like this. So for me, it's very humbling.
People may say that sickness is inevitable, that it's only a matter of time. But when it comes to your health, it is not about what people say. It's about what God says. In Faith to Be Made Whole, Kenneth Copeland teaches that it really is God's will for you to be healed. God's unconditional love for you holds the power to bring you to complete wholeness and victory. Faith to Be Made Whole, available on MP3 or DVD, walks you through Jesus' healing ministry to discover the unchanging will of God for healing, deliverance, and wholeness. God's promise of health is true for you, and God never breaks his promises. Learn how to increase your faith momentum and see the will of God for your healing come true in your life. Find out how you can believe and trust in God's love for you and have faith to be made whole.
Order Faith to Be Made Whole, the MP3 series by Kenneth Copeland. In these informative messages, you'll understand that it's God's desire for you to be healed and whole. Put your faith into action to receive all that the Lord has provided for you. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Bishop and Faith Oyedepo are founders of Faith Tabernacle in Nigeria, and they are dear friends of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This year, Brother Copeland traveled to Lagos, Nigeria, and ministered the Word of God about possessing your promised long life. As a born-again child of God, you are promised long life. You need to choose life with your words. Now, to help you learn more about choosing God's promises for divine health, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you, Faith to be Made Whole. It's a teaching by Brother Copeland. God wants you well. Activate your faith for your healing. Believe His Word and trust Him. Renew your mind to the healing scriptures and be fully persuaded that the life of faith is for you. The life of health is for you. The life of peace is for you. All the promises of God are yes in Him, according to 2 Corinthians 1:20. Now, there are 15 messages in this series. Take one a day and study it. Let that word get down into your heart. Build your faith for your healing. Now, to get your free series on MP3 or DVD, go to kcm.org. And I want to remind you of this. To download the free broadcast study notes, just go to kcm.org/notes and download the whole week. All of the scriptures and the teaching points that Brother Copeland is covering are in the notes. They're also great study tools for later on. You can use them to teach a small group. You can use them in your Bible study at home. Just go to kcm.org/notes. Now, tomorrow, join Brother Copeland as he teaches you how to live long and live strong. This is Pastor George Pearson's reminding you that God loves you. He loves you with all of His heart. He desires to walk in a place in your life that is so big and so huge. And we love you so much. And remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Today's Believer's Voice of Victory was brought to you by the partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org/victory offer to download or request a free copy of today's broadcast. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
God's glory is flooding our nation's capital during our 2021 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign. Come join Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle and experience divine healing, health, prosperity, and recovery. It all starts November 11th through 13th. We're in person and admission is free. Register today at kcm.org/events.
Find something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library. Over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.